Ake sithandaze sicela uNkulunkulu abekanye nathi asebenze phakathi
kwethu. And ask God to be with us and work in our midst.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ubekanye nathi manje khulume nathi ngezwi lakho.
We ask you Lord to be in our midst now, speak to us through your word.
Nalabo abasendleleni usigcinele bona baze bafike kahle.
And those still on the way here, we pray that you would protect them so that they'd arrive safely.
Amen.
Amen.
Isihloko salezinkonzo ezinyathelweni zakhe.
The theme for these services is in his footsteps.
Besenyathelweni zika Jesu, ubesenyathelweni zika Nkulunkulu.
Walking in the footsteps of Jesus, walking in the footsteps of our God.
Kusho ukuthi ke lokho okushiwo iBhayibheli izinyathelo zika Nkulunkulu.
As the Bible says, in the footsteps of God.
UJesu ulizwi. Kusho ukuthi uJesu uliBhayibheli ulizwi. Ulizwi waba inyama. Uma uhamba enyathelweni zika Nkulunkulu, uhambe ezwini lika Nkulunkulu.
Jesus himself is the word. And so if you follow the word, if you follow God, you'll find yourself keeping his word. Our text we find in 1 Kings.
Isahluko seshumi nesikhombisa.
Chapter 17.
Kusukele evesini lokuqala.
From verse 1.
Lalelisise kahle ngoba kukhona imhlomelo niyobuzwa imbuzo ngalenkonzo. Hlolwe ukuthi benilalela kangakanani.
Now pay close attention because during this youth conference we get a time of questions and answers. You can win prizes if you show that you've really paid attention.
Abanye bazothola amaBhayibheli.
Some receive Bibles as prizes.
Abanye ngesiZulu, abanye ngesiNgisi, abanye ezinye incwadi.
Some English, some Zulu Bibles and other literature.
Ngakho ke lalelisisa musukuvumela ukuthi uSatan akuphazamise.
So listen very carefully. Don't allow Satan to distract you.
Ngibona futhi kukhona abadala abancane. Bancane namhlanje mhlambe bethi kuyinkonzo zabasha.
I see there are not so many older people. Perhaps they thought, well, it's the youth.
Kodwa nani badala lalelisisani ngoba indaba iqondene nani futhi.
But you adults, listen carefully too, because this has to do with you as well.
Inkosi lithi ningayeki ukuhlangana. Umuntu oyeka ukuhlangana ongayi inkonzweni.
Bible says,
bona ukuthi hayi lo uSathane usemngenile.
Do not neglect fellowship, gathering of yourselves together, because a person who starts staying away from services, you can recognize that he's backsliding.
Uma inkosi ivuma ngizokhuluma kaningane kaningana ngomprofeti uElijah.
And if the Lord wills, I'll be speaking quite often about the prophet Elijah.
Ngiyathanda leyo nceku, ngiyathanda lo mprofeti.
I love the servant of the Lord, this prophet.
UElijah wasetishibi. Oengo waba kokobeleyo kwa Gilead. Wathi ku Ahab kuphila kwa Jehova uNkulunkulu kwa Israyeli. Engimi phambi kwakhe akuyi kubakho mazolo namvula kule minyaka kepha ngesiyalezo sezwi lami.
And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word.
Izwi likaJehova lafika kuye lathi, suka lapha uye ngasempumalanga uqashe ngasemfudlaneni eKhiriti ongaphambi kweJodani uyakuthi uphuze emfudlaneni ngiyalile amagwababa ukuba akondle khona.
Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I've commanded the ravens to feed you there.
Wahamba wenza njengezwi likaJehova. Ngokuba wahamba wahlala ngasemfudlaneni iKherithi ongaphambi kweJordani.
So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan.
Amagwababa amlethela isinkwa nenyama ekuseni, nesinkwa nenyama kusihlwa, waphuza emfudlaneni.
The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
Indaba kaNkulunkulu yamangalisa, ayikho indaba emhlabeni efana nendaba yevangeli, ayikho indaba emnandi, ayikho indaba emangalisayo njengendaba yevangeli. Abantu abangakwazi lokho bayizidomu, bayizidalwa, baphumputhekiswa uSathane.
The things of God are astonishing. They are marvelous. They are awesome. For the one who doesn't know anything of God, they are foolish and they have been blinded by the devil.
Ngiyalila magwababa ukuthi akulethele ukudla isinkwa ekuseni, inyama isinkwa nenyama, tambama kube njalo futhi. Isimanga uNkulunkulu mkhulu ukwazi ukuyala namagwababa, izilwane ezingcolile zimlethele umuntu ukudla. Akamkhulu uNkulunkulu, umkhulu. Abanye bathi angifuni ukushumayela ivangeli, ngizodlani, ngiyohlupheka. Noma ungaholi imali eholwa abanye, uNkulunkulu angakwenzela okukhulu kunokwabo, ngoba lokho okuncane inhlanzane embili nezinkwana, inhlanzi ezimbili nezinkwana ezisihlanu zingaba ngaphezu kwezinkwa ezinkulungwane.
Just think of the marvel that we read here in our text, that God commanded him to go to that ravine, to wait there next to that brook, for the ravens, the crows, would bring him food and meat in the morning and in the evening. Isn't that amazing? Unclean birds bringing him food. There are some people who say, I can never go into the Lord's work full time because what will I eat? But the Lord provides. Think even of the crowds that were fed amply just through a few loaves and fishes.
Uma ufuna kumnandi kunezinyosi. Uma ufuna izimanga zasezulwini, waze evangelini. Kodwa wena osezonweni uhluphekile.
If you want to enjoy that which is sweeter than honey, come to the gospel. If you want to stay in your sin, well, you're the one who's going to suffer.
Abanye bebethi mhlawumbe ngeke sibe nazo inkonzo zabasha ngoba nakho kuteleka othisha nonesi.
Some had predicted that this youth conference wouldn't come off because of the strike of teachers and nurses.
Abakhuluma okuningi ngathi ngathi nami hawu kungaba njalo impela ngoba bengingacabangi nokucabanga leyo.
And they said many things, and I said, what? That hasn't even crossed my mind. Now we are together. God has kept us.
Another
othisha ababeteleka balahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba uhulumeni wathi no work no pay.
Yesterday somebody told me that they'd heard over the radio that the teachers have really shot themselves in the foot because the education department has decided that there will be a no work, no pay policy.
Ukubona ukuthi ngale mali abalahlekelwe yona kuzodingeka ukuthi basebenze iminyaka eziyisithupha ukuze bayithole ngaphandle kwenzalo yaleyo mali. Uma ubalela inzalo abanye bazofa belahlekelwe ngoba uma uhulumeni engabaholeli balahlekelwe bazoba mpofu.
And so they've missed out on a whole month's pay. Some who calculate say it'll take 6 weeks, years of work just to recover those lost man hours for pay because they've really done themselves a disservice.
Omunye ubethukuthele bathi ukuteleka safundiswa uhulumeni kusekhona abelungu wasifundisa ukuthi asiteleke. Manje uma sesiteleka uhulumeni athi unholy. Aw, wasiphatha kalukhuni. Angingeni ukuyingena indaba, ngiyaxoxela nje engikuzwayo ngendlebe kuxoxwa. Angisiyo umuntu wepolitiki mina, angingeni. Ngishumayeza bona bonke, anginandaba noma uyi-ANC noma uyi-DP noma uyikuphi. Ngishumayeza ivangeli ukuthi hey anohlukani nezono. Ngiyeka manga ngikhuluma iqiniso.
And some have complained bitterly that they were just striking in the way that they were taught in the previous dispensation, but now the government, this new government, takes such stern action against them. They're very upset with it. Well, I don't go into those things. I'm not a politician. And this is just by hearsay that I've heard these things.
And
I don't mind which party you belong to. It doesn't matter what racial group, what nation you're from. For the Lord has said, go into all the world, to all the nations.
Kodwa ngiyabonga ke uNkulunkulu wasebenza ukuthi nikhululeke nikwazi ukufika. Ngoba mina ngathi hawu laba abatelekayo basiza thina sekuzokhululeka wonke umuntu omusha. Angazike labo abangafikanga bazothini ngosuku lokwahlulelwa. uNkulunkulu ethi nginivulela amathuba amahle ukuthi niye enkonzweni. Kodwa ngidabukela laba kuthwa njengoba sahading kwasala inqwaba eningi amabhasi ayegcwele kakhulu bahluleke ukufika basele muva. Wena ke lalelisisa kumusa ukuchitha isikhathi sakho, unenhlanhla usalanga ukhona ungachitha isikhathi sakho.
So value the fact that you are here, that you've made it. Many were left behind in some places like down there in Harding. The buses that we sent were chock-a-block full and many had to remain behind. So appreciate it that you are here.
Long prophet ke ongu Elia. Akukho okuningi esazi ngakho ngobusha bakhe nokuthi wazalelwa phi. Sazi nje ukuthi wakhulele Gilead. Igilati izwe elinentaba enemhosha enamatshe indawo erafu ilkhuni indawo yaseGiliyadi.
Now back to this prophet Elijah. We don't know much about him. There are not many details like where he was born, but we do know that he grew up in the area of Gilead, known as a very rough place full of rough valleys and hills and stones and rocks.
Kodwa uma ufunda indaba yakhe kusukela phansi kuze kube sekugcineni, hayi uyabona ukuthi bekumele ukuthi lo muntu angafi. Akafanga uyiliya. Uyiliya wayezulwini egibela inqola yomlilo edonswa amahashi omlilo. Akafanga ubevuthela izulu ngokomoya nakomzimba. Ubelungela izulu wangena engafanga uyiliya.
If you study the story of Elijah, go through his life, what an amazing life. He was on fire for God. And in fact, he was taken straight to heaven without dying by a fiery chariot straight into heaven.
Ngiyacebisa ukuthi uma uthola ithuba ufunde impilo yakhe khona la encwadini yokuqala yamakhosi kusukela kusahluko 17. Ufunde indaba yakhe uzomangala ube isimanga somuntu ikholwa elingajwayelekile yikho engafanga njengabanye abafayo.
I encourage you.
Wayengakwazi ukufa bekumele ukuthi ayezulwini ephila.
I encourage you to study the story of Elijah for yourself, starting here in chapter 17, going through the rest. He was an amazing man. No wonder that his body didn't even see death. God just raptured him straight into heaven.
Nenkosi yethu lapho isentabeni yenkazimulo lapho uPetro wathi asakha amadokodo amathathu omunye obehle ezulwini bekuyiyo lendoda uyiliya.
When our Lord was on the Mount of Transfiguration, one of those who joined him on the mountain was this Elijah.
Ezokhuluma noJesu ngokufa kwakhe, ngokubethelwa kwakhe esiphambanweni, ngokuhlupheka kwakhe ngenxa yezono zethu.
And they were discussing the suffering of Jesus and his coming death for our sins.
Omunye owesibili bekuMose.
The other one, the second one, was Moses.
Ngoba lamadoda amabili kuningi uma uqhathanisa impilo yabo okufanayo. Bewuhlobo olodwa. Bakhiwe ngolukhuni olufanayo.
For Moses was made of the same metal. You'd find so many similarities in the lives of these two great men of God.
Ngithi ke uma ufunda indaba kaEliya uzo understanda uyoqonda ukuthi bekungafanele ngani ukuthi afe.
And as you make a study of Elijah for yourself, you'll realize why he didn't have to die.
Uthi lapho sekufika isikhathi sakhe ube selungele ukungena ezulwini. Enjengesithelo esivuthiwe aye sihlaza esilungela izulu, bekufanele ukuthi wonke umuntu okholwayo emhlabeni athi hawu Nkosi, sebenze empilweni yami ukuba nami ngibe umuntu ovuthela izulu.
He was so ready for heaven that the Lord simply snatched him up into heaven. And I pray often, say, Lord, make me like that ripe fruit, ready for heaven.
Ngisho umzimba wakhe wawuphatha ngaleyo ndlela.
Even his body.
Wena uphatha umzimba wakho ngandlelani. Kodwa yena wawuphatha elungele. Enjenge umzimba wakhe njengesithelo esivuthiwe. Njengokudla okuvuthiwe okuphekwayo kulungelwe kudekwe etafuleni angene ezulwini.
Even his body he saw to. Even his body was ripe for heaven. If you think of food that is cooked, prepared and ready for the meal, so too he, body, soul and spirit, was ready for heaven.
Noma singazi ke asinendaba nokuthi wazalelwa phi.
So we don't mind where he was born.
Nokuthi abazali bakhe bebenhloboni.
Or who his parents were.
Kodwa sazi ukuthi yena qobo lwakhe ube umuntu owanyakazisa umhlaba. Wanyakazisa umhlaba. Waqonda ngo. Kaningi ngisho njengokhuni lomkhonto.
His life was exemplary. He was as straight as a die. It was like a spear that headed in one direction. Even his name means the Lord is God, and indeed he stood for that.
Single-minded. Yes. Hayi ukuthi aqhamalaze umlenze wodwa le, omunye umlenze le.
He wasn't a straddler with one leg here and one leg there. He wasn't an in-between type of man. He was absolutely single-minded.
Khalekiso namhla emakholweni. Phakathi kwabasha naphakathi kwabadala. Ukuthi abantu
we are cursed with this happening among Christians, old and young, that they are double-minded. They believe, but they also have an agreement with Satan. They mix things up. Like Achan of the Old Testament.
What must endilize Jericho? Ano pupisa gonke, nshise gonke. Koto akano maiseboni chazeli. What? Ay. Ngono ngiltate. Lobuye lingsize. Umaiseboni kolit. Wal tata nalo. Wal fisa, wal kribe kaya.
He was commanded with the rest to utterly annihilate Jericho, to destroy and burn everything. But he saw a nice jacket, he took it along. Saw some gold, he took that too. And he buried it under the ground in his tent at home.
Hayi kuyilokho ningatshela umuntu wagqiba abatshelanga umuntu nomfazi wakhe ube yilokho ayikona yena nengane zakhe akekho wagijima wazobikela encekwini yenkosi kumholi wesizwe ukuthi nakho sibona ubaba enze ukunje bathula nesono sabo. Nyabona umuntu onge single-minded, ombili, uzokonakala izinto ekhaya, enganeni, kunkosikazi, endodeni, akathathi isinyathelo, akalimeli iqiniso, ukuthi angikuvumi lokho, cha uyasheba, athule nesono, uyokufa wena, uyokufa. Ngikutshela njengesithunywa sikaNkulunkulu. Uma kukhona uNkulunkulu ezulwini, ngithi yokufa. Ngoba wena ududana nengane yakho. Uma ingane yona, uyacimeza. Uma indoda yona, uyacimeza. Lalela ukuthi bahlangana nakuphi.
Despite this wickedness of hiding his sin there in the tent, his wife observed it and said nothing. The children saw it, instead of speaking to the leader, running to the leader and saying, "This is the sin that our dad is up to," they kept quiet and they perished with him. And I tell you, as a servant of the Lord, you will perish, you will die if you hide sin away.
Joshua, wati. Watu Joshua.
Joshua said,
"Zingweliseni,
sanctify
yourselves. Akubathintanga, bahlala nesono, indoda, inkosikazi, ingane."
Sanctify yourselves, the Lord said through Joshua, but it didn't touch them, both the father, the wife, and the children.
Wathi ngakusasa uNkulunkulu uyokwehla ezulwini, uyosebenza ukudalula izinto, bahlala phezu kwesono, bahlala phezu kwesono. Ibutho ebuthweni likaNkulunkulu lafihla isono.
Though Joshua said,
yafihla ingane yafihla.
Tomorrow the Lord will uncover this wickedness. He will point the sinner out. Nevertheless, though they were told to sanctify themselves, they did nothing. Though Achan was a soldier of the Lord, he covered up.
Nakusasa sabaqoqene bonke inkatha yadla uAkan.
And despite their cover up, the next day everything pointed at Achan.
Joshua wathi Akan khuluma iqiniso. Wathi ngiyavuma. Akusizi akukuhle uvuma isono ngoba usubanjiwe. Akusizi ukuthi uvume isono.
Joshua said the next day, "What have you done, Achan?" Achan said, "Yes, it's true. It's not a good thing to be caught red-handed, you cornered, and then you decide you'll admit your sin."
Watu Joshua, asiye phandle kwegama, simkhande uAkani, kodwa akakhandwe nomngakhe, abulawe nomngakhe. Akukhandwe nengane zakhe, zife nazo. Qalekisiwe ngoba uNkulunkulu uhambela isono saboyise kubantwana. Ngisho imbongolo zakhe azikhandwe zife kanye nabo.
And the judgment was that Achan was to be stoned to death with his wife, who shared the blame of not revealing this, and the children and the donkeys. They were all stoned to death.
Kodwa nokho kukhona Achan phakathi kwethu, abantu abashumayela ivangeli, abantu abaculayo, abantu abathandazayo. Kodwa bathuli nezono. Uyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu kavumi. Kodwa thule, thule, thule.
But still,
usabani, usaba ukuyobulawa, usaba ukuthi kuzothiwa uyaqeba, uyasaba ukuthi uzodliswa poison, usaba ukuthi uzolunywa inyoka. Unandabani nalokho? Ingani iBhayibheli ithi okholwayo noma ephuze noma edliswa upoison angeke kube necala noma elunye ofezela nezinyoka? Angoniwa lutho, ukholo kunqoba. Kodwa ngosuku olodwa ngesikhathi sinye umndeni wonke wabulawa.
But still we have Achans who cover up, who keep quiet about sin, who are afraid, or afraid of risking their lives. They think, "I might be poisoned, I might be attacked in this way." Doesn't the Bible say that as believers they shall drink poison or bitten by snakes or scorpions and they shall survive? For faith overcomes wickedness and evil. Is there any wife here keeping quiet about the sin? About the sin of their husbands? Well, the stones will destroy you with your husbands.
somfowabo noma udate wabo noma ubaba noma umama uzofa nawe.
Is there any child here who is keeping quiet about the sins of their brothers or sisters or parents? Well, you'll die alongside with them.
Bayiphele kugcwele imfanekiso. Hayi imfanekiso yodwa nabantu ababesheba bebhanqa izinto njengo-Ananiya noSafina baze bafa.
The Bible is full of examples of those who stayed in their wickedness and judgment fell upon them. Another example would be Ananias and Sapphira.
Kodwa uEliya ube ngenjalo indoda yamadoda. Indoda emadodeni ubezinikele. Ubezimisele ngokupheleleyo. Ngokupheleleyo ngiyaphinda ngithi isiqalekiso namhlanje emhlabeni abantu abayisiqalekiso abantu abahluphayo kunabo bonke amakholwa ashebayo amakholwa abhanqa izinto.
Elijah was not of that type. He was absolutely determined, totally devoted and single-minded unto the Lord. It is a curse in the church that there are those who are Christians and are double-minded. They mix things. Parents who close their eyes and who ignore the sin of their children. You'll never have chariots of fire, horses of fire coming to fetch you. Instead, dark creatures from the pit taking you to hell.
Nakoguma ukhona sono tulinaso mhlambe sekuyimnyaka kade wakubona kodwa uthuli phenduka manje ungakaphuma enkonzweni phenduka uzilahle ukuthi hey mina umuntu omubi mina umuntu wesihogo nathula nesono ngafihla isono.
So if you've been covering up for sin and you've been standing in for your friend and you've had an agreement that this is going to be a cover-up, nothing will be said, maybe it's a year old already, repent, confess it, deal with it today. Don't leave the service without uncovering the sin.
Ube umuntu oqotho. Umuntu oyimisele ngeNkosi. Engangenwa imoya yabantu. Eyimisele nguNkulunkulu. Ngokwenza lokho akushoyo uNkulunkulu. Noma abantu bemthanda, noma bengamthandi. Bemzonda, noma bembonga. Ube ngelandaba nalokho. Ube qonda. Ngo ethi.
Elijah stayed upright, whether it was bad weather or sunshine, whether the people liked him or not, whether he was popular or not, it didn't matter. He stuck to his road in the footsteps of his God. Elijah lived in a very wicked, evil, dark generation.
Jezebel,
yenkosi yezizwe.
There were wicked politicians who were in political control, King Ahab and his wife Jezebel, who was from a pagan background. It was dark for Israel. Issued a decree that the Israelites were to worship Baal, the idols of the nations, and were not to worship Almighty God. And then God commissioned Elijah to go and speak directly to King Ahab to say that he has forsaken the way of the Lord and that they have committed atrocities, for they had killed the prophets of God. But the Lord used Obadiah the prophet to protect some of his people, some of the prophets, 100 of them. 50 were hidden in one cave and 50 in another cave. He protected them from the powers that be, from Jezebel, who wanted to kill them. People were being killed like flies. Wickedness reigned supreme. Baal, instead of the Lord, was in control. Let's read from Deuteronomy 11.
Kusukela evesini lika 16.
From verse 16.
Wayani funa inhliziyo ikhohliswe. Niphambuke nikhonze abanye uNkulunkulu nikhuleke kubo.
Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them.
Intukuthelo kaJehova inivuthele avala izulu ukuze kungabikho mvula izwe lingabe lisathela isithelo salo niphele masinyane ezweni elihle uJehova aninike lona.
Lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens so that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you.
Wathi uNkulunkulu kubantu bakwa-Israyeli, xwayani funa inhliziyo ikhohliswe, niphambuke, nikhonze abanye uNkulunkulu.
So the Lord said to his people, to Israel, take heed to yourselves, be careful, lest your heart is deceived and you turn aside to other gods.
Nikhuleke kubo intukuthelo kaJehova inivuthele alivala izulu lingani ningatholi ukuhla.
And you end up worshipping idols and God is angered and he shuts up the heavens so that it does not rain and you live in famine.
UNkulunkulu enze isivumelwano nabantwana bakwa-Israyeli bavuma bathokwenza kanti abasigcinanga.
God had made a covenant with his people, Israel, but they didn't keep their side.
Kukhona umuntu phakathi kwethu namhlanje owenza isivumelwano noNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu ekhuluma naye ethi yebo Nkosi ngizokwenza ongakufezanga.
Is there anybody here who has been covenanted to God, you have an agreement with God, and yet you have not kept your promise?
Kube ngathi awusukume sikubone wena owamthembisa uNkulunkulu.
I feel like asking you to stand up where you are, you who made a promise to God but have not kept it. But even if you don't stand up, God knows you. He sees exactly where you are, who you are, and how over the passage of time you've been unfaithful to that promise. Also in Deuteronomy we find that God commands the parents to teach their children and children's children exactly what he had taught them so that they would keep his commandments and live for him. But they didn't do it. It became dark upon the earth. Jesus said, you who are the light, let your light shine so that they would see the truth. But instead of revealing the truth to those who do not know the Lord, you are like the world. So they watch TV, you also do. The way they comb, you comb. The way they dress themselves, you copy their fashion. I don't know whether you didn't have parents to teach you. Well, don't let that curse continue with you. You come to the Lord, even if they have got to suffer the consequences of their lives. Watching TV, you begin to do what they have on TV. You begin to copy their fashion. And I boasted before that here in Africa, we don't do things, we don't follow the way they do it in the Western world with their promiscuity. But I'm embarrassed to say that it's like flies that have been attracted to sweet tea and have fallen in. Till I ask, where are those who are consistent Christians, who don't stumble around, who don't walk in the footsteps of the world?
Kuze kunyakaza umzimba, nani seyakwenza. Izu kutabako labaculi bathi nina nilalela imusic yethu nidayisa umphefumulo wenu kuSatan kodwa nyakwenze nina ke bazali eningahlaniphile abafana nelima niyadedela ingane zenu etsikhundleni sokuthi nibulale lo msakazo niubulale.
And you become imitators of whatever the world has to offer. You hear worldly music over the radio, and the next thing, that's the tune that you are in. Instead of destroying that, getting rid of that.
Tata Marcel, buge itombe zingunu. Kodwa isivumelwano zokhonza Nkosi. Kodwa usukhonza izwe. Usukhonza uSathane. Usulandela besifazana benesimile sonakeleyo. Esonakeleyo.
You take your cell phones and you use it to be promiscuous with. You look at pornography on the cell phone and you follow the world in its footsteps.
Kumnyama namhlanje emhlabeni.
It is dark in
this world. Fana nesikhathi sika Eliya.
Similar to the time of Elijah.
Kodwa ngithi bapha abantu abasukumayo bemi ngenyawo bayimisele ngoNkulunkulu.
But I ask, where are those who stand on their feet firmly on the side of the Lord?
KuJacob 5:17 kuthiwa uEliya ube umuntu onjengathi.
In James 5:17 it says Elijah was a person similar to us, like us.
Just like us, just like you, kodwa wama wayimisele ngeNkosi.
But he stood firmly for the Lord.
Kodwa ubona ingane zakho zingakwenzi, ingane zakho zingalukhuzi, zingami, bese usukucimeze.
But you see your children not doing the same and you just close your eyes.
Kodwa ke nxa kuyimisela ngeNkosi. Lapho sekukonakele izinto wathandaza wathi Nkosi nakho sokuchitheka igazi labaprofeti Nkosi sebenza.
But Elijah,
ushilo Nkosi ukuthi keke lini izulu uma sishiye leso sivumelwano sokukhonza walikhiya izulu umuntu onjengawe wathandaza. Wahambe enyathelweni zikaNkulunkulu. Hayi ukuthi ayibhedele nje, athandaze noma kuphi. Athandaze lokho okushiwo uNkulunkulu.
But Elijah, seeing the iniquity, this vile sin of killing the prophets of God, he prayed. And as it says in James 5:17, a man like us, exactly like us, but he prayed in accordance with God, what God had said, that I'll close the heavens if you continue in your sin. And he prayed specifically to dry up the heavens.
Ngoba wayengumuntu olungileyo, engumuntu olungileyo. Akusizi ukuthi uthandaze imthandazo eminingi uma ungesiyo umuntu ongesiyo olungileyo. Anizwa njalo abanye lokhu niqalazane, ninqaba. Angazi ukuthi nizele lokho yini. Anibazi yini laba bantu. Ngiyaqala ukubona umuntu onsundu engena enkonzweni. Unjalo kuSathane. Unjalo asuke anyakazisa into la anyakazisa into la wena usuzwa lokho usulalela awuzwa lokho ngoba uSathane ukufuna esihogweni.
And there where James speaks about healing, he says, and confess your sins one to another, for the prayer of a righteous man avails much. And then he says, and Elijah was like us, but his righteous prayers locked up the heavens so that it rained not.
Kulezi nsuku nzokuzwa abanye befakaza la ababehlushwa ingculaza AIDS. Omunye uvele esihogweni uthi wayibona indoda emlilweni igida lapha eseqhamuka ejabula emnemfoloko yakhe ethi ngiyajabula ngokufika kwakho uza la yabona wena othathekayo le satana anyakazela uyajabula ukufuna esihogweni uma ikhona nemfoloko uyokujoja kuhlabe ngayo ingunaphakade noma ulele phansi akuphendule njengesosiji epanini.
And so these days you are going to hear some testimonies. Some of those will be from those who have suffered from AIDS. One who shares how they experienced hell, Satan welcoming him or her there. Remember, that's what Satan wants to do with you, is to utterly destroy you.
Kodwa namhla uyayihambela, uyafakaza, kube mnandi ukufakaza kwakhe. Nkulunkulu emsizile. Kodwa wena asazi ukuthi uyosizakala yini.
But that person is now well. The Lord has helped them, given them strength back. They're able to walk around. I don't know whether the Lord will make you well.
U-Eliya bekuwumuntu oqotho, umuntu oyimisele ngenkosi.
Elijah
ubengahlali ngokholwa. Adlale ngokholwa kube ngathi usemdlalweni. Cha, ibingamhlekisi le ndaba. Ubeyimisele ngayo ukuthi ame.
He was honest and upright. He wasn't two-tongued. He was a person who was absolutely firm in what he said. And became stronger.
Noma uNkulunkulu esethi hamba uqasha le entabeni.
Even when
phakathi kwemhume intaba yehlela kukhona amanzi amancane khona ngoba wathandaza ukuthi lingani iminyaka emithathu no half iminyaka emithathu nezinyanga ezisithupha linange emhlabeni.
Even when God needed to hide him and sent him into the wilderness to hide in a cave, because he had prayed, it was a time of drought. For 3.5 years, there was no rain.
Inkosi, Ahab, yathi kukenxa kaEliya, uye ovala izulu. Bamfuna, 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 bangamthola, uqashile. UNkulunkulu wathi, hambe uqasha le, ngizothuma amagwababa, azokulethela isinkwa, nenyama ekuseni nantambama.
King Ahab sought his life because he blamed the drought on Elijah. So he sent his people to search him out because he wanted to kill him, to punish him. But God said, you go there, for I will protect you and I'll feed you with ravens, that they will bring you food.
Kuyobanjani uNdlunkulu bephakela abaprofeti bakaBhali about 450 eno 440 abakhonza isithixo sa zakubo cishe inkulungwane ko eshaya umthetho ukuthi isizwe sonke sikhonze laba kodwa wama wamuyiliya bebe khona nabanye abawu 7000 abangagobelanga uBhali kodwa nokho hayi bebekholwa nje yebo bebekholwa bengamkhothameli uBhali kodwa uEliya wavela uBhali shashalazini wavela uBhala.
Elijah refused to be intimidated. He didn't say, well, the law of the land forbids me to do this or that, and I need to heed to that, and just in case, perhaps. He was in no doubt about what he needed to do. He publicly stood for the Lord. Yes, there were the 7,000 who did not bend the knee to Baal. In secret, they were. But remember, there were all these open prophets of Baal, 450 of them, and another 400 of other idols that Queen Jezebel had said, the people of Israel, all of them had to bow the knee to these gods.
Befana no Joseph wasa Arimathea. Befana no Nicodem. Benga bafundi baka Jesu ekusithekeni. Ekusithekeni.
Elijah.
Uelio bengenjalo bevelo bala.
Elijah was unaware of the other 7,000 who worshipped the Lord God and had not bowed the knee to the Baals. But they did it in secret, like Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus and them. But Elijah stood out and was public about it too.
Bavelo bala nje lapho uJesu sebulewe. Bavelo bala. Kodwa engakafu uJesu. Hayi. Yabo bebekholwa kodwa ekusithekeni. Ekusithekeni. Bengavezo bala.
Joseph of Arimathea and them, they only stood out when Jesus had been crucified. But before that, they were secretive about their faith. I don't know whether you belong to that number.
Yes.
Yes, you serve the Lord, but you are not open and clear about it. You don't let your light shine. You hide it under a bushel. But Jesus said, let your light shine before all men. If you're at school, let them see clearly that this person is a Christian. So as you are seated here, young people, I wonder of what type you are.
Kodwa uma uzizwela ukuthi hayi mina angifani noEliya. Ngifana nalabo abayizinkulungwane ezisikhombisa abakhuphukanga ngeenqola zomlilo bona. Kwaba uEliya kuphela.
But if you find that you are a believer like the 7,000 secret believers, remember, they were not taken up in chariots of fire like Elijah.
Aye. Inkosi yamzonda, yamzonda athi kuze kube kubula emhlabeni wakithi sibulawa indlala lingani kungenxa kaEliya.
And the king had a vehement hatred of Elijah, passed the buck, blamed Elijah for everything bad, the famine, the drought. And towards the end, when he went public and revealed himself, God said to Ahab, God said, now Elijah, this is the time. Go and reveal yourself to the king, to Ahab. And he met with Obadiah close to the palace.
What Obadiah? Hambu yenkosin. Uitelu kutingyeza namsanje. Nzokuluma nayo.
And he said, Obadiah, go to the king. Tell him that I'm coming to speak to him today.
Manje uma sengifika ngibike ukuthi usula ufuna ukungibona uyangibulala ubengenaso isihe uAhab.
Obadiah said, look Elijah, this is a bad time to do something like this. He was a believer, Obadiah, but he was scared to fulfill this because he said, look, And many of us prophets have been dying. I've hidden others. If I had to reveal myself publicly, present myself there to King Ahab, I will surely die, O man of God.
Manje uma kuthiwa uphi ungasekho uyongibulala.
He said also, O man of God, I am afraid lest I go and do this and tell King Ahab, and then we come back and we find that the Spirit of the Lord has snatched you away.
Wathi ngiyaqinisa kholwe ngikutshela kona. Lokho engikutshela kona ngizokufeza. Hamba umtshele ukuthi namuhla ngizohlangana naye.
Elijah said, you don't worry. Do exactly as I tell you. And tell the king that I'm going to present myself to him today. So off he went. And he said, Your Majesty, O King, Elijah would like to see you. And then Elijah went straight to him. And Ahab said to him, Where have you come from, you troubler of Israel?
What I cause? U Israel uhlushwa yimina. U Israel uhlushwa wena. Ngoba wena uyihlubukile inkosi, wena okhonza uBhali, kukenxa yesono sakho.
He said, O king, but it is not me. It is you who have troubled Israel. It is your sin.
Uyabona abahlubuki, abahlubuki benkosi, abazilahli bona, bakhomba abanye, bathi wena umuntu omubi, wena osihluphayo. Ukuze kubenge kukenxa yakho bekhomba belibele ukhomba umunwe kwabanye abantu behluleka ukuzilahla bona bavumizo nosabo bathi hawo impela ukuze kube nje umuntu kaNkuluNkulu kukenxa yesono sabo.
You see, apostate people are like that. When they apostatize, they blame their sin on others. They say all this trouble, all that's happened is because of others. They cannot confess their own sin. And they blame other people. And they say circumstances are in this condition because of your sin, instead of saying because of my sin. So I say to you, check yourself, test and prove yourself. Is there any sin which you are hiding?
Maybe
you're hiding somebody else's sin and you're just covering up for somebody else instead of revealing it and bringing it to the light. You die with them. It's your time.
It's your time.
It's your time to repent, to plead with the Lord that He would make you upright and honest, that you would stand out for Him. That the sun, moon, and stars.
So,
that you become so grounded in the Word, it becomes so clear that you're standing out for the Lord, that even the sun, moon, and stars recognize that you are walking in the footsteps of the Lord.
Asithoba makhandeni.
Let's bow our heads.
Nkosi hamba phakathi kwethu.
Lombe
lo nalowo osephutheni uthi hey akubhekana amehlo enu njengokuba abhekana no Petru lapha ekhalinye embezi likhali khude alikhali khude lathezulwini inkosi umuntu azilahle aphenduke.
Lord, walk through our midst, look directly in the eyes of those who are off the track, who are off the road, like Peter when your eyes met his, when he heard the rooster crowing, that he repented in tears. Let your heavenly rooster speak to us and that we would hear the sound. And repent like Peter, not like Judas Iscariot.
Moya oingwele.
O Holy Spirit, touch every heart, the one who's not got right with you, that they would get right with you today.
Amen.
Amen.